Amen. We decree and declare this is the day that the Lord has made. We decree and declare we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation takes place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us even now. We decree and declare divine connection. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now, O Lord. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our families' lives. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you we move, have, and live. And we decree and declare in you we live, move, and have our being. We decree and declare right relationships take place right now. We decree and declare prosperity. Send now prosperity, O Lord. We decree and declare the turnaround take place now. We decree and declare the double portion happening on this day. We decree and declare right direction. Let the word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path on this day. We decree and declare favor around travel. Keep us in our coming and in our going. We decree and declare elevation and promotion over our lives this day. We decree and declare the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. We decree and declare money-making, creative ideas happening on this day. We decree and declare power, love, and sound mind. We decree and declare God loads us daily with benefits. He is our salvation. We decree and declare the manifestation of your word show forth even now. We decree and declare open doors and open opportunities for your people. We decree and declare the pouring out of a blessing that we have not room yet to receive. We decree and declare we are the lender and not the borrower. We decree and declare we are the healed, the head, and not the tail. Amen. Prophetess Darlene, let's open up the line for heavenly language. Hi, Anna.
Rabba Father, the psalmist says, Father, be still and know that you are God. You will be exalted among the heathens. You will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And Father, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give you thanks again and praise for this privilege and this opportunity, Father, that we can truly enter, my God, into your gates through the blood covenant, Father, with thanksgiving in our hearts and praise on our lips, exalting the King of glory. And we invite you, Lord, to come in. Lord, you are the Lord of hosts. Lord, you are the great I am that I am in. And we submit to you, Lord, even this day in humility, Father, exalting the King of glory. And we thank you, Father, for the very breath of life that you have bestowed upon us. And even life and life more abundantly, Father, even during this, my God, this festive season, my God, of the Easter time that we are living in, my God. Father, we just said thank you, Father, for preserving us and keeping us, my God, as the apple of your eye going forward, Father, in every area of our lives, my God, we decree victory, that we are more than conquerors. We thank you, Father, for Archbishop Ebona Jordan and leading Lady Pastor and Prophetess Deborah Jordan, Father, that you are strengthening them, and Lord, that you will be in their frontward and rearward. We thank you for your hedge of protection. We thank you for your anointing that's released upon their lives, my God. Even, my God, that surely goodness and mercy continue to follow us all the days of life, as we continue to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We thank you, Father, for the open doors and, Lord, the openings that you're granting, my God, favor into, my God, in every area of our life, my God, the favor of God continue to rest upon your people. Favor with God and man. We thank you for your wisdom, your expansion in the lives of your people. We thank you, Father, for the family, the Jordan family, the Barron's family, that you're covering each and every family member, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for, Lord, the company of prophets, even proper ecology. We thank you, Father, for the expansion that is taking place, even to the globalization of the prophetic, Father, enlarging our territory, enlarging our borders, and enlarging our states. And we thank you, Father, for the open heaven that is, Father, is operating during this time. And we thank you, Father, for your angels ascending and descending, and for the power, Lord, of oneness, the power of unity, the power, my God, of being in one accord, in agreement, Father, so you can breathe, my God, your breath of life. You could breathe, my God, life and healing, Lord, in those who are sick and afflicted in body, that you are raising them up for such a time as this to be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. We give you glory and praise, my God, for the blood covering over the lives of the children. We thank you, Father, for being our eternal refuge in, Father, better by land, air, or sea, in the traveling, my God, of your people. Even those in the workplace, we thank you for favor. We bless you. We glorify your name. And say thank you for your grace. You are abounding, my God, yet still, with all sufficiency. And we thank you, Father, for, Lord, for strength, which is the joy of the Lord's strength, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Ben. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you for this night. I thank you for my help come from the Lord. I give you praise and honor, and I thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for letting me walk in your goodness and mercy. And I lift up those people whose name are on the list. I lift up the family. I lift up Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan. I thank you for giving them strength in their vision and strength in their body. I thank you, Lord, for blessing the Jordan family and for touching them. Thank you, Father God. I thank you for the elderly people, for watching over them, putting a hedge of protection over them, for those who can defend themselves against those that try to do harm. Thank you for them.
Thank you for the children. Thank you for watching over them. Thank you for touching their mind. Thank you, Lord, for all the mothers. Thank you for those who need healing. Thank you for doing your healing power, for healing is our portion. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the joy and laughter that you give us. I thank you, Lord, for the government that you place in this, in the country. I thank you for those who are president. Thank you, Lord, for giving them wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for putting him in a protection over the police and touching them too. I thank you for my landlord. Thank you for touching him and his family and blessing him. Thank you, Lord, for the landlord. Thank you, Lord, for my mother and father. Thank you for letting them still live. Thank you for showing your mercy and thank you for giving them strength in their physical body. Thank you for touching my mother's eyes. Thank you for giving her peace of mind, oh my sister. Thank you, Lord, for showing your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for, oh, Lord God, I thank you. Shana Makana, Shana Makana. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, Shana Makana, Shana Makana, Shana Makana. Oh, I give you praise and I thank you for the performance. I thank you for showing me. I thank you, Lord. Yes, amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Isaiah.
Thank you.
43:18. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for another day. God, thank you for this prayer line and for hearing our voices, God. Thank you for being in the midst of us. Thank you, God, for your covering, your grace, and your mercy, your love, your loving kindness, God. Thank you for drawing us together again, and I ask you to bless each and every person on the line, God, each and every prophet, each and every listener, God, touch them in a mighty way, God. Thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and for this prayer line, for allowing us this platform, God. And thank you, God. You said we're two or three are gathered together in your name. You are in the midst. Thank you for being on the line, God. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for answering our prayers. And thank you for the new things that you're doing in our lives, God, daily. Daily you load us with benefits, and daily your mercy is new every morning, and great is your faithfulness, God. I love you, and I give you glory, honor, and praise for your covering, God. And I ask you to remember each and every person on the prayer line, the prayer list, and those names that were not mentioned on tonight, God, but you know each and every person. You know what their needs are, God. You know who's struggling, who's going through, God. You know everything. And I ask you to just to do a new thing in their lives, God, to touch them in a mighty way, God, to strengthen them, give them peace, and allow their families to be around them and just bless them, God. And thank you for what you're doing in the lives of our communities, God, and in the lives of young people who are out marching on over this weekend, God. Don't let their work be in vain, God. God, they are seeking you because of so much that's going on, God, and you know everything, and you know what the end is going to be. But I thank you, God, for even those young people, all of them, God. I ask you to bless them, bless them in their schools, God. I ask you to bring an end to what's going on, God, all of this stuff that's going on, God. You know all about it, oh, God. But you are the maker, the creator, and the healer, God. Help us to look to you and not to our government for strength. God, help us to look to you, all of us. And as we continue to pray, let us just continue to pray and not be weary in prayer. And I thank you, God, for your love and your protection, and your protection even in my own community. Thank you, God. I thank you daily, and thank you for the benefits that you load me with. And I just thank you for the opportunity to be on this line. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. My son, do not forget my law, But let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding, for in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions, and with the first fruit of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine. Proverbs 3:1-5, 1-9. Father God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you that we as prophets can come to you on one accord to pray for your people worldwide and pray for our families. I thank you, Father God, for our spiritual leaders, Archbishop, Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan. Thank you for them being a yes to ministry, globalizing the prophetic, in which we all are part of. Thank you for them to continue to pour into us the best of the best knowledge, training, to assist us in going and growing in who we are in you, Father God. Thank you for just being Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals all people on the prayer list and those who wasn't mentioned. Thank you for their total healings, because you said through your stripes we were healed. Thank you, Father God, for the fledglings. May you continue giving them a hedge of protection and all the children worldwide. May they find comfort in you. May they continue be instructed by you and have a close relationship with you. Thank you, Father God, for giving first us your Son, Jesus Christ, for him being a yes to save us all worldwide. Thank you, Father God, for your word, the Bible, the Holy Spirit, which is our foundation, instructions, and wisdom and knowledge where it can be found in your word. Thank you for the fivefold ministries. May they continue to teach your people the truth of who you are in them, strengthen them worldwide. Thank you for Pastor Deborah Jordan for creating this space of the Midnight Cry Call, where breakthroughs come, heal and restoration occurs. Thank you, Father God, that we can come to you at any time to give you praise, honor, and glory. Being in your presence is a true blessing, Father God, which no man can give us. Thank you for the victories in our lives. Thank you for your purpose that you assign for us each and every day. Thank you for being a supernatural God. In Jesus' almighty name I pray, amen and amen. For the Lord, I'm sorry.
Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for life. We thank you for every life here on the line on this morning. We thank you for your peace, Father God. We thank you for your joy. We thank you for your healing. Father, touch those that need your healing. Touch even now, Father God. Father God, we send prayers and lifting up their spirit even now, the Grindley household, Father God, for their for the transition that transitioned with Uncle Dave's mother even now. We thank you for just peace in our households and in our homes and in our spirits even now, Father God. Father God, lift up our spirits, Father God. Father God, allow agape love to just be poured into each and every one of us right now, Father God. Allow understanding to blossom and bloom even now, Father God. Thank you for family. Thank you for love. Thank you for the opportunity to come and lift your name on high, Father God. We thank you for peaceful rest. We thank you for joy, Father God. Father God, most importantly, just God, Father God, give us peace of mind. Even now, Father God, give us peace of mind. In your name we pray, amen.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Father God, I thank you for another day to come before your presence. Father, I thank you for this, that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, I thank you for giving us strength, peace, clarity of mind. Father, I thank you that we walk in faith and not in fear. Thank you for new opportunities to create anew daily. And Father, I thank you for elevation and expansion. I thank you for transformation for the people of God like never before. Father, I thank you that you keep a hedge protection around us from the north, south, east, and west. Father, I thank you for our leadership, Archbishop, Master Prophet, even our Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Father, I thank you for the Jordan legacy and every legacy of families that is represented on this line. Father, we thank you for the breakthrough that comes daily in our lives. Father, I thank you for the children worldwide. Keep them from harm. Father, keep them at perfect peace in this season. I thank you for the pleasures, Lord. I thank you for their love for you, and I thank you for them really stepping out and being leaders and becoming leaders and really being our trailblazers around the world. I thank you for covering the elderly and the homelessness. Father, I thank you for every meal that shall be put on the tables for your families worldwide. I thank you for the men and women that are serving their country so diligently. Father, keep their families at perfect peace. I thank you for marriages, Lord. I thank you for the unity of marriages. Amen. And I thank you. I thank you for even covering my daughter's grandmother, Miss Aletha Mobley, Lord. Make sure that the angels are covering her in this season and this hour. Give her the mind and the clarity. And Father, I thank you for keeping that family at peace. And I ask all these things in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Hosanna, Hosanna, King of kings and Lord of lords. Father God, I bless you. I thank you, God, for this day, God. I thank you, God, for this season, the resurrection season, the resurrection seed, the resurrection of careers, Father God, the resurrection of marriages, Father God, and bodies being restored and miracles, Father God. You are so good to us, Father God, and we thank you, God, for covering us in our lives, Father God. Mm-hmm. Thank you for our families that you cover, Father God, and thank you for the seeds that we're able to sow to even cover them, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for everybody that we're standing with today as a whole and as a unit, Father God, so that we worship you, Father God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father God, and we move in excitement. We move in happiness. We move by faith, Father God, and not by sight, God. For God, we're trusting or believing on the promises that are in the word for our lives and the prophecies that have gone over our lives, Father God, for such an appointed time, Father God, of the birthing of it. We thank you for the prophet's ear that can hear and bring forth your word, Father God. Thank you, God, for the new networks that are in our midst, Father God, that are awakening for us and your people. Thank you for right people in our lives that we all can be a fit for, even this Zoe project for TV, Father God. May we be acceptable and a right fit, Father God. Place for a time such as this, Father God, to help your people on this earth, Father God. Healing, healing, healing. Thank you, God, for healing. Miracles and wisdom, God. Thank you, Father God, for again, Hosanna, King of Kings. We give your name the praise, God. I thank you, Father God, for Tony Wilson as he's going for his blood work, Father God. You kept him so far, God, and you're still keeping this man, Father God, the miracle DJ, Father God. And I thank you, God, for healing my stepfather, God, and just having your way with him. I thank you already for the nurses that shall come into place, glory, for we see it already done, manifested, Father God, sleeping over and taking care of him and filling in where we may not be able to. Everyone with situations in their lives, Father God, we see them whole and complete. We see everyone on this prayer line reaching up, calling your name, Father God, in hallelujahs, with hallelujahs, Father God, in their healings, Father God. Thank you for our leaders, our prophets that have given us direction, Father God. For we give your name the praise, for you are almighty God and our source. We don't cry, but we rejoice. We're not sad, but we're happy. We just don't get in the corner, God. We move boldly in love and faith and in power, and we give your name the praise. Amen and amen.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, and as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Father, we give you the glory and the honor and the praise, for your word is right. Your word is quick. And it is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. We give you the glory, God, because you said before one jot or tittle of your word fails, heaven and earth shall pass away. Therefore, God, we stagger not at your promise, but we know that what you promise, you are able to bring it to pass. We stagger not, Father God. We stand firm on your word. Eshalabah. My God, we thank you, God, for victory and breakthrough for everyone on this call. We decree and declare healing. We decree and declare miracles. We decree and declare your favor of provision, your favor of real estate, your favor, ashakarabosa, of the new automobiles, the favor of the increase of the raises and the promotions and the elevations, God, that come forth even now, my God. Thank you for your anointing for prosperity that's resting on this call even now. For every tither on this call, Lord God, you are increasing them even now. We thank you, Lord God, for victory. Oh God, for those who are battling cancer. We thank you, Lord God, that the battle is not theirs, but the battle is yours. And we know that you are victorious, and you've given us the victory and the power to pull down every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. And cancer cannot prevail. Cancer cannot exalt itself because cancer has to bow. Cancer bows at your name. My God, rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, depression, bipolar disease, heart and high blood pressure, bows, my God, diabetes, bows, at your name. And we thank you for healing, for healing is the children's bread, healing, Lord God, from stroke, healing, even now you're touching D, Mother D, Fenister, for a full recovery from this massive stroke. She shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for Mother Dorothy Myers that you're raising up, my God. We thank you, God, we thank you, Lord God, for every family member that's represented on this call. Lord God, we thank you for healing. For the blood of Jesus prevails against all sickness or disease. For you said, no sickness nor disease shall come nigh our dwelling. Father God, therefore we take dominion or every disease that dares to show its head up at our door. We drive out flus, and we drive out, Lord God, colds. We drive out pneumonia. Lord God, we drive out tumors. We drive out, my God, kidney disorders. We drive out, Lord God, every ulcerated disease, Lord God, pancreatitis. Addiction of every kind. We drive it out in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare victory and breakthrough from every spirit of addiction. We decree and declare victory and breakthrough from mental illness. We decree and declare victory and breakthrough from alcoholism. Lord God, every sex addiction, we break it now. My God, the blood of Jesus prevails even now. In the name of Jesus, and we bless our Archbishop. We bless our Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We bless our first family. We cover them with your blood, Lord God. We cover them, Lord, with your love. We cover them with your protection. We cover the children, Lord God, My God, bless them even in school. Protect them, Lord God, from shooters and assassins' bullets, Lord God. The blood of Jesus prevail, Lord God. And we decree and declare healing is your children's bread. Healing, Lord God, from broken relationships. Healing from trauma and abuse. Healing from disappointment. Healing from brokenheartedness. Healing, Lord God. Heal your people even now. Everyone that's represented on this call, Lord God, those that are wrongfully incarcerated, we decree a miracle. Oh God, your protective hand is there to save, heal, and deliver. And we give you the, oh Shalabasaya. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the, all the honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Prophet Olivia, the announcements, please.
Amen. Live conference call scheduled 9 a.m. Join a Master Prophet Monday through Saturday. Pop Life radio call Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 8 p.m. Join Prophet Joshua Jordan and the Company of Prophets Monday through Friday. All the conference call, the number is 1-515-604-9266. That's 1-515-604-9266. And then you can join Pastor Deborah Jordan right back here again tonight on another Midnight Cry call from 12 to 12:30 Eastern Standard Time for another electrifying prayer. And as this call continue to be a blessing to you and your family, you can text to give and type the word donate at 646-672-0433. That's 646-672-0433. You can sow your tithes, your thank you seeds, and your offerings. If you have any prayer requests, you can email Pastor Deborah Jordan at PastorDeborahJordan.com. That's PastorDeborahJordan.com. Could it be what you're seeking is seeking you? Join the Poem Seekers Conference call at 641-715-3631, 641-715-3631, and the access code is 533-404 in the pound. That's 533-404 in the pound. The call is Tuesday and Friday at 9 p.m. and on Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Book of the Month Club, number 4. You can call Customer Care Line at 888-831-0434. That's 888-831-0434. You can inform the moderator that you want to enroll in the Book of the Month Club, number 4. And so you could be a blessing to others, because there's many people that's out there that needs prayer. You can invite people that's on your Facebook page to join our Midnight Cry Call every night at 12 midnight to 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Prophetess Darlene Gray.
Amen. Thank you so much, Prophetess Olivia, for those announcements. People of God, please govern yourselves accordingly. And I want to reiterate that as you sow your seeds, amen, it will count towards your Book of the Month 4. You do not want to miss, amen, the releases for 2018, the newest publications written by our Archbishop. Amen. Powerful works that you can only access through the Book of the Month. Amen. And not only that, but your Book of the Month pledge will cover your entry and access to the next Prophecology in July. Amen. Your hotel and your registration, as well as your food, will be covered by the Book of the Month. Our Archbishop, the Master Prophet, he always over-delivers, and you don't want to miss this next conference. Amen. It promises to be next level and life-changing. Amen. And get your seed in the ground. Get your seed in the ground. Amen. I tell you, I don't know what you're going to do if you dial this number and this midnight cry no longer is available to you. Amen. Let's keep this going. Let's build and expand the vision. Let's support the vision of the woman of God. Amen. And I want to encourage you prophets in the background to join us in the lineup. Amen. We want to, amen, prepare and train and be in position. Amen. So when the woman of God is ready to expand this call, she will have a pool of prophets ready to serve, amen, and ready to take this prayer ministry to the next level, amen. As she and Archbishop are globalizing the prophetic, amen, we must stretch in the area of prayer and intercession, amen. So we need you, amen. Your service is needed. Your faithfulness is needed, amen. Let's stand and cover, amen, the ministry, and let's cover the partners of this ministry. Amen. So God can be glorified in the lives of his people. Thank you so much for being on the call, Company of Prophets. Thank you for your stand, your faithfulness. Amen. Lady Deborah and Archbishop appreciates and love you to life. Amen. And I thank you for your faithfulness. God bless you is our prayer. Peace.